with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
I've been described as having an obsession with rats.
That's Valerie Martin. Rats play a big role in her novel, Mary Riley, for in the terrifying opening scene, Mary, who is 10, is thrown by her drunken father into a tiny closet where she is attacked by a voracious rat. Valerie Martin denies, though, that she is obsessed by rats.
I almost never think of them, actually. I had my picture taken holding a little toy rat today, though. That was pretty funny.
But Valerie Martin grew up in New Orleans, where rats are as common as the humidity. She recalls looking out of the window of her second-floor study one night.
There was a branch right next to the window, and there was a rat just watching me.
An unnerving experience.
There is something really primordially horrifying about them. Something about the living creature is just frightening as no other animal seems to be.
Valerie Martin is aware that nature is ready at any moment to take over.
No matter how much money you have, you can't get away from the dangers of nature. And in most of my books, that's been rats, but there's also roaches, snakes, bad weather, hurricanes, and bugs.
Valerie Martin's novel, Mary Riley, is a recasting of Robert Louis Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, as seen from the point of view of a housemaid in Jekyll's home. The book truly captures the grim Victorian flavor of fog-bound London and the struggle between good and evil. Doubleday published Mary Riley by Valerie Martin. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Valerie Martin first read Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson some years ago when she was teaching at a university.
And sort of casting around for a little something to use for sophomore students that would be attractive to them in a course where they read a whole lot of different novels. And I wanted a good Victorian, literate, yet fun book for them to read, and came across it and thought, well, it's just charming.
So charming, in fact, that Valerie Martin decided to write her own version of Stevenson's tale of a tortured Dr. Jekyll, whose experiments with chemicals turn him into his other self, the evil Mr. Hyde. In her novel, Mary Riley, Martin tells the story from the point of view of a household maid.
And it occurred to me that she would know things about Jekyll and Hyde that nobody else would have been in a position to know.
In fact, outside of the maid, Mary Riley, Stevenson's novel is all but devoid of women. The accent of Martin's heroine is Cockney and distinctly Victorian. Martin says she relied on journals and diaries of the 19th century to capture the period detail.
For instance, Mary is constantly sweeping the carpet out with tea leaves. I know that this was done. I have no idea how or why. I know they used paraffin to light the coal stoves that they heated the houses with in London, but I don't know what they used the paraffin for.
Almost everyone is familiar with the Jekyll and Hyde story, but Martin's treatment is decidedly original.
I don't like to think of it as a retelling. I like to think of it as a story that runs parallel.
Doubleday published Mary Riley by Valerie Martin. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Valerie Martin has long admired Robert Louis Stevenson's tale of the two faces of man, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
It's a classic, but it's a classic that has had its ups and downs as far as popularity is concerned. I don't think it's ever been out of print.
Valerie Martin has written her own version of the Jekyll and Hyde story, Mary Riley, which is told from the perspective of a household maid. It's not the first time Martin has drawn from the work of others.
I've taken stories that I admired, like a Hawthorne story, or a story by James Joyce, The Dead, which is a very famous story, and sort of done my own version of them. I didn't notice until recently that these were all stories by men and that what I did was a female version of them.
While Mary Riley is her fifth published book, Martin faced years of rejection from publishers to the point that she refused to call herself a writer.
There's something laughable about a person who says they're a writer who hasn't published. So I just never said it, although I always thought it for a long time.
Valerie Martin teaches writing at the University of Massachusetts, where she tries to prepare her students for the inevitable rejection.
I think the only way to get through it is if you really take pleasure in the writing and understand that the business of marketing fiction has very little to do with that pleasure.
Mary Riley by Valerie Martin is a top-flight psychological thriller published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.